This is Tamer with the local news for WGXC for Saturday, May 10th, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Amelia Teasdale in the Columbia paper reports that the Ichabod Crane Central School District spent $1.2 million upgrading technology, including new network servers, fiber cable, wireless access throughout the district's building, and new computers, including iPads for many teachers and administrators. In a recent survey, 39% say they are using the iPads regularly for teaching. Others, though, said the district's network was not reliable, making them expensive doorstops. School Superintendent George Zinni said high school students would get iPads for schoolwork in the 2015-2016 school year and middle school students in 2016-2017. See the full story in the Columbia paper. One lane is closed on the southbound side of the Taconic Parkway in the town of Taconic between Snydertown Road and Post Hill Road, according to the Department of Transportation. The Albany Times-Union reports a rock slide caused the closure, and DOT officials are unsure when the lane will reopen. Next report is from the Amateur Radio Newsline. Go to arnewsline.org for more information.
Something new called spin waves could make electronics 1,000 times more efficient than current machines. This by using magnetic materials to control the passage of electrons through transistor switches. Here's Amateur Radio Newsline's Heather Emby, KB3TZD.
As computers become more advanced, the silicon chips that house these small switches that make up logic gates used to perform computing functions get smaller and smaller. As the chips and switches get smaller and more are squeezed closer together, it gets harder to keep the electrons flowing where they need to without jumping to other components. Now researchers at UCLA found that by introducing multiferrotic magnetic materials, they created a switch that could be turned on or off simply by applying alternating voltage. This creates an oscillating electric field within a piezoelectric material, which generates spin waves that induct it along a nickel film. These steps caused power to move through the material in a wave that matches the oscillation frequency of the electromagnetic field called a spin wave bus. The difference between using spin waves to carry electrons and letting them flow naturally is similar to the difference between a river and a wave. By powering future devices by varying the amounts of voltage used, less power is used overall by virtue of the low voltage part of the wave. At the same time, the leaking transistor problem is solved, eliminating wasted power and allowing for the potential that spin waves could make electronics 1,000 times more efficient in the future. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Heather Emby, KB3TZD reporting.
You can find a link to the complete and in-depth report on this subject in the printed edition of this week's Amateur Radio Newsline report.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts today there will be showers and thunderstorms likely on and off throughout the day, otherwise cloudy with a high near 72 and a low around 47. Sunday should be sunny with a high near 71 and a low around 50 for Mother's Day. Monday, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 2 p.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 78. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre.